supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the July 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. Hello and welcome to The Gorgeous Kitchen. My name's Josephine.
And I'm Donna.
So, today you're in charge. We're at your house. What's happening in The Gorgeous Kitchen? What are we making this gorgeous July day?
We are making whole wheat penne with lemon avocado sauce.
That sounds really fresh and God, I can't wait to try it. So tell me the ingredients.
Well, it's basically like guacamole, but not the lime side, the sort of lemony side. So a little bit lighter and smooth. Okay, it's 3 large avocados stoned, peeled and chopped. Zest and juice of 1 lemon, 2 garlic cloves crushed. Pack of flat leaf parsley. Pack of basil, or as you would say, basil. 500 grams of whole wheat penne, 50 grams of pecorino, or vegetarian alternative, grated, plus more to serve.
So it sounds to me like a giant sort of avocado pesto we're going to make.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to make it really smooth, then it's going to become more like a sauce, and then with all the olive oil and the garlic. And also, it sounds so healthy, doesn't it? Because it's got raw garlic in it. Lemon juice, avocado.
No oil
in this recipe. Well, no olive oil.
No.
So it's going to be kind of natural pesto.
Yeah, but they're saying you add a bit of water.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's
even the only fat that then is going to come from the avocado.
You can pour oil on it. And I know you want some.
I do. And then whole wheat penne as well. That's really good for you, isn't it? Because... And then again, if you wanted wheat-free, you could use a wheat-free penne. So you could
bought, because Sainsbury's has in their free-from range, I almost bought chickpea pasta.
Oh.
So not only is it gluten-free, but it's also carb-free.
Yeah,
Sort of like protein pasta.
Might try that.
Yeah.
Indian people, they chickpea flour they use, aren't they, for parathas and all that sort of thing.
So, yeah. Gosh.
Excellent.
All right, well, let's give it a whirl.
So is it a blender one?
It literally, hands-on time, guess.
35 minutes, normal, that's normal.
Down.
Okay, all right, I've had enough of guessing.
10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, basically
hands-on
you
time,
chop and blitz.
I think I'm going to put the kettle on then.
Yeah, let's have a cup of tea. Yeah. We could also have a chat.
Yeah. So what do you do first?
I've got the avocados and the lemon. I'll get some garlic. Right, let's get going.
So do you want me to peel and stone your avos, darling?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
So Josephine's had to step out, and I have zested the lemon, which has given me a zing of energy myself. I love zest, lemon zest. And in the seasoning, I put a little chili salt. And Josephine wasn't in here to stop me, so she'll find out when we taste it. So I'm going to blitz in my food processor the avocados, lemon zest, and juice, garlic, parsley, half the basil, 4 tablespoons of water, and some seasoning. And I'm going to blitz until that's smooth, then I'm going to chill it in the fridge, and meanwhile cook the penne according to manufacturer's instructions. So here I go. It's going to be the Blitzerama. Perhaps a slow pulse. Yeah. Oh, the zest is gorgeous.
RadioGorgeous.com. So, thank you so much for cooking lunch. I was interviewing Sue Moorcroft next door. Yeah.
I was doing the dishes as well.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry your dishwasher hasn't arrived yet.
Tomorrow.
I could have been your dishwasher if I wasn't.
Know.
Yeah. Anyway, she's written a lovely book called Just for the Holidays, and it's all set in Alsace.
Ah.
Do you know anything about Alsace?
Yes. The champignons d'Alsace. They have the funniest accent there.
Oh, because we were talking about the dialect. Yeah, because it was Germany. Yeah.
Yes.
So
and so they're sort of, and it's at a southern Germany, so it's sort of sing-song.
Oh, yeah, the up and down. Yeah, like Viennese, yeah.
Les champignons d'Alsace.
Yeah. What is that? A mushroom?
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing I know is Alsatian dogs and quiche Lorraine.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But, yeah.
So this looks really bright and fun and easy. Tell me about cooking it.
It was literally, okay, yeah. It was a whiz.
Wow, a
whiz. It was a whiz.
I'm going to taste it now.
It looks
so
beautiful.
It's so bright green.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you know how whole wheat pasta, you can normally see the brown. This has gone bright green.
Yeah, well, and also they called for penne, but you know, I never followed the rules. I felt like a bit of curly pasta, so I got fusilli. And I think it's holding the avocado sauce quite nicely.
Well, fusilli is used for pesto. In
Italy. You said it's sort of like an avocado pesto.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So smart choice. Right, yeah. Yes. I did mention your need of Puglian perfection with pasta. Hopefully it's al dente enough for you.
Because the Italians, it's really shocking to us, but the Italians, they do think that each pasta has a completely different taste. For an English person to hear that, they think it's hysterical. But they would never put certain things. Like I said, to Ottavio, who's our manager in Puglia, because I've got a villa there, I said, will you cut some pesto for Leo? And he went and bought fusilli. I said, he said, no, you have to do it, you know. Like pappardelle, you have to have with a ragu. Orecchietti in that area, you've got to have that with, with the tomato. They have tomato sauce with that. And
is it because it holds the sauce differently?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because you can see the fusilli, it is holding, you know, all the avocado sauce is sort of in between the
groove.
Yes, the grooves.
Mm.
The coral.
Oh my god!
Let's stand it.
It's really good.
Oh my god! Nothing could be simpler.
Oh, so tell me how you made it.
I put it in the food processor.
Yeah.
Then I put it in the refrigerator. Then I cooked the pasta.
Mm.
Then I put the sauce from the refrigerator on the pasta.
Oh.
Then I add some cheese.
Mm.
And now we're eating it.
So why'd you put it in the fridge?
Just to keep it chilled.
Well, I thought you were going to say because that stops the avocado browning. I suppose the lemon as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also...
taste the lemon. Has it got lemon peel in it?
Lemon zest. And that's the thing that woke me up was the lemon zest. I was sort of low energy earlier and it perked me right up.
It's really, really good. And I think this is great. Again, a very good lunch with women. Because, no meat and...
and no oil, you know.
Mm.
And if you used the if you used the chickpea fusilli...
Yeah, and you'd have
no carbs.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh. I would have it as a supper dish as well, with a just a green salad with a tomato salad.
Or a piece of grilled chicken or a piece of grilled fish even. It's nice.
Molto buono, signorina Freddo.
Grazie.
Perfetto. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the July 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine.
Sing for your supper and you. Choice. If romance
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.